I've got antibiotics. I was trying to work out the last time I was on antibiotics. It was about 20 years ago.
So it's a proper infection.
Yeah, it's my ear. It's sore, man.
Well, I mean, yeah. I get it.
How are you?
5% ear infections.
Yeah, super fun. How is the feeling of the 5,000?
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so tired. My shoulder is absolutely fucking killing me. I have had 5 showers today and I still feel like grimy.
Really?
It's just a lot.
Do you wear like a hairnet and stuff?
Oh, you have to. But I don't.
Things being like permeated, is it?
I wear a bandana. I don't wear a hairnet.
All right.
Because I think the hairnets are kind of pointless because they've holes in them.
It's just, yeah. Yeah, that's a great point.
So to me,
that's
I'm
very
like.
True.
No, so if I'm working from home, then I wear tights. I put tights and wrap my hair in tights. But if I'm out in public, then I wear like a bandana.
Yeah, yeah. That's
better. Like slick my hair down and then I bandana it.
Has it been all well received though?
Yeah, it went well.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of They're Not Even Real Housewives Though. We are back, we missed a week, then we've had to move, there's been geography, there's been creatures, all sorts of shit's been happening.
So I'm just going to apologise now if my audio is echoey and awful because I've had to leave the room that I usually record in because I could hear noises.
There was a critter.
There's some kind of animal living in that room. So that room is dead to me now. So I don't go in there anymore.
Wasn't just a ladybird.
Well, there was a ladybird that one time before.
Yeah, yeah, there was. Now maybe it's thousands of ladybirds. It's probably laying eggs. Oh. Sorry, that I was trying to help. It hasn't helped.
That really hasn't. I'm not going to sleep now.
Right. We got so much to catch up on. Where are your words on the street?
I don't have any words on the street, actually, because I feel like everything has happened, but nothing has happened.
I saw that Brandy has been like expunged from sexual harassment. Yes.
Yes, I saw that also. Yeah, they the producers or the whatever of Girls Trip have come out and said.
Wasn't sexual harassment.
It wasn't sexual harassment. She was just being a bitch.
She was just a twat.
Yeah. Which we all know.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not illegal.
No.
Cool.
Oh, and apparently the cast of the OC are in London.
Yeah, they're on a plane. They're here.
But are they, though?
Who knows?
Like, I feel like I should probably check their Instagram. I'm sure it would tell me. Because I'm pretty sure.
I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen anything either. Because I follow them all on TikTok and Heather DeBrow is posting videos of her getting facials. So I don't really see how that's.
Doesn't work, does it?
No.
I'm going to have a little look, Heather. God, there's so many Heathers. Christ. Yeah, no, nothing to imply she's in London.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not allowed to post while they're filming?
They do, though, don't they?
They do, don't they? Maybe they just arrived.
Yeah, maybe. Or it was a layover to somewhere else.
They're in Amsterdam.
Maybe.
It's far away.
They don't need to go to Amsterdam now, though, do they? Because they can stay in the OC.
I just meant like it's a general airport hub.
Yeah, fair. It is.
Doesn't matter which fucking way you go to LA, though. It's far away, isn't it?
It is really far. It's a good, good 12-hour flight.
Big old flight.
Yeah. And not really worth it, I don't think, in my opinion. Like, if you're going to go that far, like, go far.
I've never been to the West Coast of America.
Yeah. I mean, I lived there for a little
You
while.
Lived there?
Yeah. I came home, so that says a lot. Yeah. But, yeah. Anyway, that's all I really have.
Yeah.
So, what are we getting into? Potomac reunion?
Shall we start Potomac? But we haven't even discussed the last episode of Potomac before the reunion with all the Mia revelations.
Oh yeah, and we saw the
aftermath of the fight with Charisse with her broken foot.
Did Charisse break her foot?
Well, so she says she had a boot on, didn't she, at the reveal of the pictures.
I feel like I don't ever
believe that.
Do anything to my feet to warrant wearing a boot. I feel like every housewife in every franchise
this
once has worn a boot.
No, yeah, I've never worn a boot.
I've never worn a boot.
I think they're a little dramatic.
Just a tad, yeah.
So yeah, they have the aftermath of that. No one really takes accountability, do they? Like, Deborah's not there.
But
Candace is very like, you know, I was attacked. I did nothing wrong. Which is a real stretch, I think.
But at the same time, Deborah came for a
purpose. Oh, yeah, you shouldn't go for her. Absolutely, you shouldn't hit her. But, like...
I think she was antagonizing the entire time. I think she...
Yeah, I think it actually played out exactly how she wanted.
Oh, 1,000%. And yeah. I think also as well that Ashley... I agree with Ashley's sentiments where she was saying that they're both grown women. I should be able to have them in the same room and it not cause kind of massive drama. But at the same time, know your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Candace is like. You know what Deborah is like. Deborah is quite happy to lie on people when there's cameras that can tell you otherwise, but she's still happy to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... I don't know. But I did like the way that they all kind of just rallied around Candace in that sense. They were like, tell your friend type thing. And then when Candace's sister was like talking to Ashley and saying like, I don't want there to be any beef between us, but you can't put my sister in these situations and not expect
there
this
to be
to
a comeback.
Exactly. Yeah, 1,000%. And then the reveal, wasn't it, of the pictures?
So they go and they see the pictures, which are a mixed bag.
I really like the Mariah Carey picture. I thought Robin looked amazing.
Do you think she looks like Mariah Carey?
No, I don't think anyone looks like Mariah Carey apart from Mariah Carey.
Probably
and
not
I don't
even
think
Mariah
anyone
Carey.
Looks like Beyonce apart from Beyonce. I mean, even Beyonce doesn't look the same. She's like five shades of skin color lighter now than she was when she was younger. So that's a different conversation. But I quite like the pictures. I thought they came out really well. I thought it was really big of Neca to go to the event, even though she wasn't.
Especially when Candace was like, where is your?
See, this is the messy shit that Candace, like, why is she getting away with it?
She loves it. Yeah. But yeah, I did generally think they looked great and it was like a nice thing, like a nice objective. I still think she's fucking that man.
Oh, 1,000%. But maybe not so much now that she's banging this other dude, Ink. The radio personality, not DJ.
And like, we've seen pictures of him, so we're not really like protecting the brand, are we? Like, or whatever the fuck we're supposed to say. We're not supposed to know his real name. I'm like, but that's, you've seen a picture of him and you've told us he's on the radio. Like, it's a limited number of people, right? I mean, obviously, I haven't looked into who it is, but I can't imagine it's a secret.
No, not at all.
So she's been fucking this guy
since she was 12.
Forever.
Yeah. Poor Gordon.
On and off.
Oh, just, I felt
forever.
I've just felt so bad for Gordon. Like,
he's
just...
right, though. Like, when he was like, you know, you were messy about it. And it's like, yeah, you're embarrassing him with this.
Yeah. I think she could have handled it. So, like, the bomb after bomb after bomb after bomb in that, like, 3 minute ending of the episode was just, I was clutching my pearls. I was on the edge of my seat. It was just like, what is actually happening? Like, so he doesn't know if he's his son's father. The kids know that she's with this new man. They're sleeping over there. They're hanging out with these kids. The kids are talking to Gordon about this new man's replacing you as my dad.
But this man thinks that the boy is his.
Yes.
And so presumably has always thought that.
Yes.
And has always slightly been around.
Yes.
Like, that's really unfair on that boy.
Really unfair on that boy. Really unfair on all of them. What is wrong with her?
It's like so much.
I lost so much respect for her as a woman and as a mother in that instance.
It was bad.
It was really brutal. His whole, if you want Faye, should have gone to a carnival. Even though we'd seen that in the clips before, but when he was in that moment, I died. Like... some of the best reads I've seen on television have happened in the last, like, week and a half. Like,
I don't think I would like Gordon to be upset with me. I think it would be,
oh, he's terrifying.
I think they, but I think, and I think he, but I think he's used to being terrifying and used to being the worst, the baddest. And I think she's beating him at his own game now.
Yeah.
And she, for a long time, it's been like, they've just been like getting along. And I think this fucking the family over business war, this has been the last straw and she's just gone full bitch.
Yeah. Fair. And then I just, when he was like, I've had my prostate cancer situation, my bits don't work. And I was just like, oh, he's an old man.
Yeah.
Like, why are you making this old man sad? But then at the same time,
and like washing
say,
his dirty linen out in public.
He's a scary old man though, isn't he?
Oh yeah. And like all that kind of warning scary shit when we saw them like going out for lunch and he was like, well, we would come to an arrangement. And what he's saying is, we have come to an arrangement, don't fucking push it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then it's the reunion.
Yeah. So are we still liking all of the looks or have they changed because they're sitting down?
I really like Karen's.
Karen looks incredible.
She looks fantastic. I love the new face. People are like, I'm like, she's honest. I have a fucking new face. Love my jawline to be that tight.
I like anything to be tight on my
yeah,
body
sure.
At the minute, to be honest. Like, Jesus.
Money. That's yeah. The only thing that's tight in this house.
Absolutely. And my waistband.
Yeah.
That's always like one thing within an inch of its life. So the reunion had me. So I watched the uncensored version.
Yes, me too.
And it was supposed to be extended, but it was only about a minute and a half longer than the other one.
So we just got all the things.
I don't really think it was extended to the extreme. But again, hearing them swear is just like chef's kiss. Like when Candace repeatedly was just saying to Giselle, fuck you, you're a fucking bitch. It just hit different. Like it was just, but Giselle was so petty, so childish, so unnecessary in her whole management of that situation. And even Andy said to her, look, production are telling me you did say this.
Yeah, like, when she was like, I never said he made me go into a room. Oh God, what now?
That was just me.
Why did you do that? You're a cunt. You're an absolute cunt. You did that on purpose.
I actually didn't mean to do that, but I should have.
I'm going to bite down next time. I'm going to see how you like it. He's horrible to me. See what I'm going through? The abuse. Fucking hell. Anyway. Yeah. What were you saying?
I don't know. Giselle is petty.
Oh.
I love it. Just like the tears. I mean, she's petty, but she is. It's not inaccurate. Like,
it was
Candace has been a total dick to her all season.
Yeah, but Candace kind of does have. I mean, this is what they were saying as well, weren't they? Like, let's not ever take away from what survivors and
yeah, like the victims, what they called out on Chris is bullshit. Like,
yeah. But at the same time, I totally agree with both sides of the story. There was an implication that Chris did something
yeah.
unthinkable. And also, she could have been made to feel uncomfortable. Like, I feel both sides of the story are true, but I just think that the way it was delivered and then the subsequent way it was handled was an issue. Candace 1000% needs to understand that the death threats that Giselle has received this time, not all death threats Giselle has received, has been a direct consequence of what she said at the last reunion.
Yeah.
And I think not being able to own that is why her mum smacked her in the face with her handbag that time.
Yeah.
Because she understands what her kid is like.
It's a two-way street, isn't it? You can't be like, oh, Giselle, your words have like consequences because you said made and forced and I was uncomfortable. And then you can't say, well, but I can say whatever I like. It's both.
Absolutely. And then we have kind of the Robin of it all as well. Where
oh,
she,
my word.
So I tweeted at the time, like, I have these two opinions.
Okay.
Either she really doesn't give a fuck. And we should be, we should impressed. Respect that and impress, yeah. Or she's so blindsided or stigmatized or whatever you want to say that she can't see what the rest of us sees. And in that case, I should feel sorry for her.
I think it might be both.
I just don't understand it. They're not showing up to support his wife and her seemingly thinking, going to bat for him and being like, that's okay. I'm not that upset. I'm not that angry about it.
I think she's not upset about it because she's entirely used to him not backing her up and not being there.
Yeah, but that's
like she's so used to such a low bar.
But you can't have that. That's not.
Yeah, it's sad, and because it you sort of think that it's sad for like those lads because that's all they'll see, isn't it?
Again, it's like we were saying when we were talking about Garcelle's ex-husband not having the conversation,
not bothering to talk to the kids about sex.
Yeah, or have like him being unfaithful and whatever. It's just almost like they're condoning the treatment of women.
Yeah.
To be that way. And it's when you're a father of sons, you have a certain level of responsibility to show how you're supposed to treat other people, your partner, whether it's man, woman,
yeah,
dog, cat, donkey, whatever, in a relationship. And I just think it's reckless and just, yeah, it's bizarre.
It just seems so pointless to me that that you would bother to get remarried when you essentially don't really seem to give that much of a fuck about the other person.
Yeah,
it's like you felt like you had to tick this box to cohabit, and it's sort of convenient.
Yeah, and probably money and tax and
yeah, but
all the rest of it, you know.
Ugh.
Yeah,
and the fact that she still is I didn't do anything wrong by not talking about this last season. Come on.
Yeah, but I still don't understand Candace's issue with this.
Candace is overly she's overly fucking invested.
Yeah.
People get really, and this bleeds into Vanderpump, doesn't it? People think just because something, there is the same word of something happening, doesn't mean it's exactly the same situation, doesn't it? It's not she thinks they're both kind of blind loyal, maybe. And so she thinks that Robin entirely, she thinks that Chris was a scapegoat, doesn't she? Last season. And that it should have been a season about how Juan's a dickhead.
Yeah, but the thing
but
is...
But actually, it was a season about how Chris is a dickhead. But it actually wasn't a season about that. Nobody thought Chris was a dickhead.
No, but also as well, I think what Candace fails to realise also as well, that even if the Juan stuff had come out, Giselle still would have said that about Chris.
Yeah.
It still would have come out.
And Robin supported Chris.
Still would have been a... It still would have come out. It wouldn't have been hidden because Giselle would have thrown Chris under the bus to protect her friend, to try and move storyline. So it was
just to try and have a story.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's really relevant.
I love Andy being like, I used to say, when's the wedding? Now I say, Ashley, when's the divorce?
Oh, she massages that man's feet.
Lord.
Oh, just no. No, no, no. We discussed feet the other day. I don't do feet.
Not necessary.
No.
But obviously she doesn't want to get divorced because financially it's worse for her.
She shouldn't have got married. Oh, wait, no, hold on. I'm still on Robin. Yeah, it will be worse for her, but I mean...
So until, I kind of think, who cares?
But how much worse is it having to still be attached to that man in that way?
But I just think that's a bridge that she has crossed. We're like, God, I would never want to be with him. But she's already kind of used to that.
Yeah, she's used to him climbing on top of her. Oh,
he looks so clammy.
Oh, God. He's clammy and dry at the same time. He's flaky. What else happened at the reunion? It was just, I feel like we didn't cover much else.
Hardly anything.
Oh, we spoke about Karen and how she's building her B&B or whatever she's building.
Oh, yeah, she got 8-foot high fence. Against her auntie. Seems a bit much.
Did you watch her spin-off reality thing, though? They did a 2-episode special.
Oh, no.
She went and did the family reunion. You would put an 8-foot fence up, too.
I wouldn't live next to my family.
Fair. I do always have these random dreams sometimes of, you know, getting those like massive plots of land or like a new development and like everyone lives together in their own separate houses.
Sure.
And then I go to dinner for an hour and I'm like, yeah, no. Nope. Yes, nothing else really happens in the reunion. I do feel like the reunion is like, I think it's going to be quite explosive. I think we're going to find out a lot more about the Mia and G situation.
Yeah.
I think more stuff is going to come out because Candace has been teasing, hasn't she, that like stuff is going to be said.
Yeah.
So,
Candace seems like just, I don't understand where her vitriol is always coming from.
She's just a really sad and angry woman. She only has sex when she's had a freshly saved puss too. So, I mean, she's obviously very horny all the time.
Or just not very horny.
Which is also worrying.
I think she needs to be like, yeah, like I feel like maybe her like chemical balance is not quite right.
Her hormones need to be sorted out.
I think this is about people who are too thin. She's really hungry. That's why she's so fucking angry.
Yeah, she's hungry. Yeah, fair point.
But other than that, we saw Mia like taunting G. That was all a bit malicious and nasty. I didn't like that in the dressing room.
No. But she's playing right into his hands. Like if he goes for custody of those children, she's fucked. Because all of this is on camera.
She's gonna look like a right twat.
Yeah.
I like that the Wendy and Necker thing is not going away. And like
when they're speaking to each other in their language, I'm here for it.
Yeah, and like when Andy was like, is this like defamation of character, whatever the fuck it was? And Necker was like, well, I'm a lawyer.
Yeah. Wendy's like, well, Andy asked the question. He was like, sorry, I was just looking at the degrees, I forgot. He's so shady. Mm. Oh, when he said Wilde doesn't have a basketball game. Oh. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Oh, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's known them long enough now that I think, you know, we're all aware that Juan Dixon is busy shit at turning up.
Yes. Yes, we are.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't think there was anything like that.
Explosive.
No, other than, yeah, Candace and Giselle.
Mm-hmm. That's not going to get resolved. It doesn't matter now anyway because Candace isn't going back.
So. She's gone. I mean, basically, who is coming back?
I don't know. Giselle and Karen will.
Karen and Giselle.
Because you don't have Potomac without those two.
No.
And I don't think I'd want to watch.
No.
To be honest.
I don't want to see them with a load of, like, new, young, dumb, though.
See, now this is what happened. And then this is how we ended up with New York. Mm. So you can't be putting things like that out in the universe,
okay,
Rosie.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Someone will hear you. And we'll get fucked over.
Okay. Moving on. Should we talk Vanderpump? I know you have lots of thoughts. Tell me all your thoughts.
In no particular order.
We've got like two episodes all rolled into one. I think we should go person by person.
Okay, fine. So let's start with, I was going to say Jax, but he wasn't in this episode.
No.
I have a lot to say about him also. But
my.
Okay, let's talk about Tom Swartz.
Let's.
I am absolutely obsessed with this man at this minute, and I don't really understand it. Like, I'm feeling like Katie must have felt for all of those years. Like, I just want to give him a cuddle and fix him. Like this,
right, okay, you've fallen under his spell.
I have. I am 1,000% caught in this Tom Schwartz web. And I hate myself for it. Because he's making sense. Like, even when he's talking to Sandoval, when they're having their, like, conversations in Sandoval's bedroom, or if they're together at the side of the bar, or when they're at the beach day, or whatever else, he's saying to him, like, you're doing this to yourself. You just
like
he's making so much sense. Like, it's just blowing my tiny little mind. And then his and Katie's exchange at the water event.
Oh my god. I was like, this is full on flirting.
They need to get back together. Like
I think they have, because there was no Joe in this episode. I think he was really turned on by the concept of her fucking his best friend.
Oh yeah.
I think he was like, can I watch? Yeah.
1,000%. But the hypocrisy of it all, though. Like, okay.
See, also, I don't think it's hypocritical.
Wait. She said you can't bang anyone in the friend group. And yeah, he pissed Rochelle and she went nuts. She actively slept with this Max dude.
Yeah, I don't think she thinks that's hypocritical. I think she thinks I'm proving the point.
Right,
I think she's illustrating it to him.
Rosie.
Also, I do think there's a difference between we are getting divorced and we are divorced.
They're not divorced yet.
Are they not? Jesus. Good God.
They might be. I don't know, actually.
What do we think about the Sheena kiss? It's more that, isn't it? Like, I mean, I did think about Katie. I was like, you can just decide not to be upset about this. This is a decade ago.
Like, Sheena kiss. So let's talk about that. I feel like I knew this. I don't know how I knew this. But I think
it had come out, hadn't it? Like, from the filming.
Yeah, no, but I feel like this is something I knew already decades knew this. Ago. Okay, like, I feel like this is something that wasn't, like, or I had suspicions.
Maybe you were there.
Maybe. I mean, I did have some times in Vegas that I can't remember. But, like, I feel like I knew. Like, I'll just say I wasn't floored by it. Like,
it wasn't like a shocking revelation, was it? It wasn't like, oh my God, really? Swartz and Sheena, they're so generally keeping it in their pants.
I loved her thing. I think every man in this group has had some sort of crush on me at some point. And Sandoval just looked at her and was like, yeah, no, never.
No, babe.
Not for me, though.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, no. The Sheena, yeah, I don't know. It just... I also feel like Katie kind of deserves all of the stuff that Schwartz has done in terms of the extracurricular activities in their marriage. Like, he has never been faithful. Never.
Well, I think, like, yeah, like the... I liked it when he tried to do the maths at the beach. And he was like, actually, if you look at all the days that there are, the majority of the time, like most days, I was like, and I was like, it's not really how it works.
But you know how there's this girl math trend that's happening? That's boy math.
This is boy math.
Like, in the 12 years that we were together, I only made out with 3 people. So that means I was mostly faithful.
But like, yeah, for nearly 4,000 days, I only slept with people on 12 of them. It's a good 97-98% of the time I was faithful.
That's the other thing as well. Like, I don't think he's ever penetratively been unfaithful. It's only been like a snog.
Mouth stuff.
Yeah. I mean, not even proper mouth stuff, just like mouth stuff. Yeah.
Above the clothes.
I feel like it's not, that speaks volumes on his whole thing. So, you know, the chick from Bridgerton.
The Irish
the actual, yeah, her. She was on Watch What Happens Live and they did like a agree to disagree thing. Mm-hmm. And they do we think Tom Schwartz's dick actually works? And she was like, I really don't.
No.
I don't think it does, because that's one of the things that Katie shouted at him one time they had an argument. Again, the way those two spoke to each other and behaved, like, and they're surprised that stuff is still going on.
Yeah, yeah, they're not that smart, either of them.
No, they're really not.
That's the thing with Katie, she really thinks she's like the smartest person. I'm like, you're maybe the smartest person in this group of idiots.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, you're just, you're trying to be a big fish in a pond.
In it, yeah. But let's talk about Brock, the number one guy in the group.
Oh my God, give the guy a fucking pump teeny or whatever we need to be a full-time staff member.
The tea he was spilling, the bombs dropping, and the way he was doing it so matter-of-factly, and the way Sheena was like, this is not the image that I'm trying to portray on TV of my family and my life. How dare you expose the real truth? How, like, you could see the cogs in her head.
I was like, Sheena is annoyed. Sheena is pissed. Sheena is furious at Brock.
And also, they have an ice cold plunge pool thing.
They have an ice bath. Yeah, and it's like super trendy out there, isn't it? But outside.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right, but let's talk about
also New Zealand. I entirely thought he was from Australia.
Yeah, I think they got that wrong and they didn't. They
doesn't know.
And they cut out him scolding her.
Or he didn't clock.
Or he did. Yeah, that's all.
So they had, because they're always like, when, so in the night out where we find out about Max.
Yeah.
Both Sheena and Brock are a bit tipsy, aren't they? And they're like,
Yeah.
every time they're like, oh my God, it sounded like one night out. I'm like, no, we just saw you at fucking Cafe Ziggy or whatever the shit it's called last episode. Like,
You go out a lot.
Yeah. It's plenty. You're okay.
Yeah.
That's not an excuse to be like the messiest bitch you've ever met.
I am here for all of it. His face, he was gleeful when he was
dumb,
spilling the
dumb,
tea.
dumb. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what Katie did? Guess who? Guess who? Guess who? It's your friend. Guess which one? She was like, the fuck is wrong with you?
I did.
And then, like, guess how? Guess how she knows? Guess how she knows? He's like, the fuck, man? It's not all right.
But also, my favourite part of that whole situation was, so Sheena was really pissed at Brock about that whole thing and then sat at the table and then proceeded to tell the entire table.
Yeah.
But she just did it.
She could have just been like...
And Katie's like, wait, yeah, what?
It could have been a... Tom knows and I'm pissed at you and then we just don't need to discuss it anymore. But she was like, no, we've spilled a little tea, we're gonna tip the whole fucking pot all over the table.
You don't
entirely
to
implicate
church.
Herself. I think the location thing is like grounds to be arrested.
Do you? I mean, I don't know where anyone is at any point in time. I think my kids are upstairs, I'm not 100% sure.
You know how untech-savvy I am. I don't... How do you even do that shit?
You just share your... Like, I think there's something on an iPhone or something. I don't have an iPhone. I have an Android anyway, so...
I just... So people are doing that, and then does she just have access to them forever?
Yeah, unless she switches it off.
And she has, like, 56 people's locations.
Do you not think that would drain her battery? Like, if it's
constantly
searching
for people... Oh, no, I reckon she's permanently plugged into...
A battery pack.
Yeah, or just plugged in, because, like, other than when she's filming, I reckon she goes anywhere.
Yeah, fair. Fair. But, yeah, the location thing is weird. Also,
I think it's full sociopath.
Throws up the question, how does she not know that Tom and Rachel were banging?
Oh, yeah, because the whole reason she's fucking furious at Joe is because they went on a double date.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because
Which
Tom Sandoval is... smart enough not to show his location. I can't imagine Rochelle is.
Oh no, she would have shared that location instantly because she would have been like, oh my God, she likes me. She wants to know where I am.
She wants to know who I'm fucking.
Yeah.
But also that she like knows everybody's address. I know that's not that weird. Again, it's just I have no sense of direction. Because I'd be like, I don't know where that is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know anyone's address. I just know how to get to people's houses.
Would you recognize it on a map?
Your house?
Anybody's house. Because I legitimately wouldn't recognise. I don't understand a map. It's not how my brain works.
No, I'm quite good at that sort of stuff. I would recognise yours on a map just based on the main road. Yeah, but Brock is just...
He's
by
fucking
far...
brilliant. I'm loving everything about him.
I'm so angry that he's left his kids and smacked his wife because I would just love him so much.
I love that when he sort of said sorry to Katie.
Yeah.
And he was like, sorry, bro. And she was like, maybe we're even because I said all that shit about him, like, not having anything to do with his kids.
Yeah.
I do wonder if his kids watch.
I would, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I want to know what kind of lifestyle my dad is living.
Look at him being a great dad and giving up work to be a good dad.
I'm trying to calculate how much money I can get out of him. So I'm trying to work out how many episodes he's in, how much he's getting paid per episode.
His current wife doesn't know what fucking country he comes from.
I mean, it's all the same part of the world, isn't it? Let's be honest.
It's not. They're like 5 hours apart on a plane. It's far.
I mean, fine. They don't sound the same actually either, do they? Kiwis are more nasally.
I love all of the Brock. I love Brock kind of like, I like it that he's starting to come for Ariana a bit. I mean, I don't think it's a good plan, but I'm enjoying it.
Oh, I think everything he said has made complete sense. I don't
agree
with any of it, but it makes I mean, people are giving Ariana, let's talk about Ariana. People are giving Ariana such a hard time on the internet. I don't know what you
people
see.
People get very upset about dogs, don't they?
No, but just in general, well, first of all, I have a lot of opinions on that situation, but let's talk about, this was filmed 3 months after she found out.
Yeah.
3 months after the reunion. It's pretty fresh. The man that you thought you were going to spend the rest of your life with was banging your friend in all over your own house and in situations where you needed him to be there for you, but he chose to be with this bitch instead. So it's fresh and it's hard. So I think she is holding it together perfectly well. I have said this before and I will say it again. I am petty and I am vindictive. So if this was in me in that situation, I don't think Tom would even be able to breathe the same amount of air as me, never mind having that much screen time. So I think Ariana's doing a fucking bang stand-up job, okay? So let's leave her alone. However.
Mm-hmm. However.
Calling him an attempted dog murderer because you're a disgusting, dirty bitch that can't clean up your takeout food is taking it too far.
Yes.
It's too far.
Yes.
I mean, everything else I agree with, but that is too far.
You can't. It's no one else's fucking problem that you left your bedroom like a mess. And like, she was gone for time.
And if he hadn't have fixed the air conditioning, wouldn't she have said something? Like, wouldn't she have had an opinion on that also? So what was he supposed to do?
I mean, I think they're entirely both wrong. Like, it's not a small dog. How hard is it to not trap it in a fucking room? But equally, like, and like, we've seen that room. Because she was like, I stacked them up neatly. And I'm like, did you fuck?
They were probably
you
on your bed.
You are a fucking slob. They were everywhere.
Stuck to your pillowcases where you were eating them in bed. Like, who does that?
People, not people who give a shit about their dogs.
No. I mean, I ate like, my dinner in bed today, but I took my plate downstairs.
But also, you don't have a dog.
No, I don't. Well, my husband's pretty.
Who knows what that noise is in your wall?
I've probably got multiple dogs.
You can open a cupboard and piles of chihuahuas are going to fall out.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I think the dog thing, it's really, you can really see how she's trying to like weaponize every damn thing. And like, and you know, I can't bear the like, my pets who I think of as my children. Like,
as soon as she said it, I was like, Rosie's just had a kitten somewhere. She's freaking out.
Because you know what people, because people are upset if you like let your dog eat wooden skewers. If you like let your baby be locked in a bedroom for 6 hours on its own, you're arrested.
Yeah.
That's the difference, isn't it? Like, if your baby has to have surgery because you let it ingest something that might kill it, the social are going to get called. Whereas nobody gets fucking called if that happens to your dog. It's just a dog. It's not the same.
Oh, you're going to get notes.
I love dogs. They're just not the same as people.
No, they're not the same as people. And they shouldn't be treated as if they are.
No, they
so
shouldn't,
if you
because
you know that your dog is going to be able to get into stuff, baby-proof your house. Or
yeah,
because
arguably...
house.
A five-year-old child, because that's a however-year-old dog, you would know that actually they're probably not going to eat wooden sticks to the point that they're going to puncture their own intestines. But actually, dogs will. So, you know, you can't ask that responsibility of them.
Yeah.
I think she's so furious at Tom because she's furious that he beat her to the punch. Because I don't think she actually gave a shit about him in their relationship. I think they'd both taken each other for granted so far that she's like, he was the one who actually pulled the trigger, even though he didn't, because he was really cowardly. And just had an affair behind her back. But I think now she's furious about
because
that.
Because
he
got
she
there
didn't...
first, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I thought about it that way.
And I think she's... And she can't be like... I think she's got every right to be furious. But then she's pretending she's not furious. And it's like, we're seeing you fucking rage out on television, man. Which is fine, but don't pretend you're not doing that.
Yeah, it's like Brock was saying, it's like you can't pretend that you don't have any of these feelings, but it's quite clear there is something going on.
It's fully affecting you. And everybody's now got to the point of being like, and that can affect you, but like we actually can't maintain, like we can't be in fight or flight for like 3 months is not a long time after a 10-year relationship. It's a long time to be involved in someone else's breakup.
Oh, I can't be dealing with that.
You know, and that's what like Lala and Brock and everything, like you deal with that shit and you have to learn to process it because we have started to move on.
Yeah.
And Brooke and Lala are kind of the people who are like, we've moved on from big important shit in our lives.
Yeah.
Like none of these other fucking people have they? And no. They're like, you can let that eat you alive, or you can learn to move on. Arguably Brooke's moved on too much. Gives absolutely zero fucks about his kids. It's like, mom, move on, have some kids, have a partner for a decade, fuck it.
Change continents, let's go.
Yeah. I love all the like la la clarity as well and all of it.
You literally did an ad for bin bags and you can't be trash. I died. I absolutely died. Lala's confessionals at the minute are finishing me off. She's so funny. And she's just like, she's not even trying to be funny. She's just saying like stuff. And it's just coming off really hilarious. And this water thing. Okay, can we talk about this? Okay, I know water does have different tastes, but only sparkling water does. Normal water doesn't. And if you look at an Evian bottle.
That's not true. I come from a sparkling
water. I know.
Yeah. You just think that because you're a Londoner and you drink shit water.
Yeah, but I also can read, and Evian spelled backwards is naive.
So I'm not fussed about an Evian, I have to admit. Though I do like that they come in a can and not a plastic bottle.
Yes, I am here for this water in a can thing. That's happening now, that's popping up all over the place.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I love a sparkling water.
Yeah, but I mean, a whole event, and apparently they opened a $1,500 bottle of water that no one else has in the US, please.
Yeah. I mean,
that was, no.
I fully like the idea of becoming a water snob. I feel like that's very on brand for me.
I can see it. I can see it. I want to get
people are furious because people, whenever I'll always say sparkling, and people go, "Do you want water? Do you want tap?" I'm like, "No, I always want sparkling."
Wow,
I know, I'm a twat.
You are, Jesus, that's unnecessary.
I've got a sparkling water machine in my I don't even cook, and that's like in my kitchen.
My neighbour's got the tap.
Oh, I love the tap, kitchen. But that's too much money.
He said it's going to take them longer to pay to get his money back for the tap than it will.
They'll never
pay
get the money
mortgage.
Back. Yeah. Yeah. The water guy, I would watch another hour of him.
I'm going on his YouTube channel. Like, this is going to be a thing now. We should recap his YouTube episodes.
But he fed them salt water.
Yes.
Because I'm prepared to be a water snob, but I'm not prepared to drink salt water.
I'm pretty sure that's bad for you.
It's bad for you, and he said it tastes like cum. Is that what he said? Is that what got bleeped out?
I think that's what it got bleeped out, yeah, also. But we both know I don't do that.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I'm not in that game. So.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to pay for that.
Get it for free at home. Like, what are you talking about? Well, I don't understand people that drink bottled water. It comes out the tap. I mean, there are some cases like I can't drink water in Scotland and Northern Ireland. It tastes like soil. I can't do it.
No, it tastes like water. It's just that here it tastes like the inside of people.
Yes. Listen, I like being inside people. What can I say?
My parents say that when they come down here, they're like, you can really taste that this water has been through people.
Oh.
Like, you're not wrong.
Yes.
Gross. London water.
Oh, you might as well just put a straw in the Thames. It's probably cleaner.
I think that worked. Can you turn the tap on? And I just think that's got a fucking head on it.
Yeah.
Nah.
No.
Not for me, that one.
Oh,
like everything gunks up, doesn't it? Like your kettle and your iron all get all full of shit.
Yes, super hard water, isn't it?
Yuck. I've been up in Harrogate for a week. My hair is so soft.
I bet it's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it's all soft and shiny.
Yeah. And my skin instantly clears up when I leave London.
Oh, whereas no, my skin gets really dry. I think the mineral content is so high in the water, it like fully sucks all the moisture out of my skin.
Oh, no, my skin doesn't. My skin.
My kids are like, I'm itchy. I was like, yeah, it's because the water's really drying.
Yeah.
Anyway. We should talk about Joe, because I know I should have felt bad for Joe.
I didn't feel one bit bad for Joe.
No, neither did I. Like, I think they were being mean to her, and arguably they might have been bullying her. Like, they're definitely, like, I wouldn't have liked to be in that situation, but I think she deserves it.
Listen, at the end of the day, you're going to an event that is being recorded for their TV show.
Yeah.
What exactly do you think was going to happen? You've seen the show. I know you've watched the show. There's,
you're wearing a fucking pom-pom hat.
You like at the end of the day, if you don't want to be, they bullied you. I'm using quotation marks.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't see me.
That'd be everyone other than me.
All right, dickhead. She's like saying that they've been bullying her on Twitter, by text messages, in other events, like, so not just times on camera. So if you know that they, why are you going?
And if you're just friends with Schwartz and you're not fucking him, just don't go.
She's not she, I mean, that woman is.
Do you know how many of my friends I go hang out with when their friends are real dickheads to me? None.
None. Absolutely none.
Also, just try and be more likable.
Because otherwise it would end up as like a Potomac situation. I'm fighting someone.
Yeah, it's just...
Just don't do that. Don't put me in a room where you know I'm going to fail. Don't do that. Because it's not fair.
I'm amazed no one's been in that pool. And what is that called that night they go
Hotel
to?
Hotel Ziggy?
Hotel Ziggy.
I
want
to stay there. It looks fun.
I just always expect there to be a Bowie reference and there isn't.
Isn't Tom Sandoval the Bowie reference?
Oh, is he? Oh, that's, disappointing.
But I think our situation, I don't like to see another woman being teared down by another woman.
It's
but
not
at the
helpful,
same time,
is it?
When you put that energy out that she put out, you can't expect good. Like, you've actively gone, you've broken girl code.
You've fully swooped in there, man.
So, you got to get with, I didn't feel bad for Joe. I do still like her, though. Okay. I am starting to like her a little bit. I am. There's something about her that's endearing. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because she's
neither
weak
do
and
I,
feel like
man.
I can bully her. Maybe it's that. I've got problems, apparently.
I liked in that first episode where, like, people said juice with Swartz enough times that I was like, this has lost all meaning. Like, oh, I had juice with Swartz. Lala had juice with Swartz. Juice with Swartz. I was like, this is like the name of an album.
It is the name of an album. Because it's not the juice of Swartz. Because it could get confusing.
Yeah, but nobody's getting the juice of Swartz, are they?
No.
I like how when Swartz. He went round to Sheena's and she was having her cold plunge in their tiny backyard. And he was like, yeah, I could, like, my biological clock is ticking. I was like, you could not look more confused about what to do next to a child. And sat down next to the 2-year-old and was like, fuck, man.
What happens next?
Let me swear at your 2-year-old.
And she's not even a rambunctious 2-year-old either. Could you imagine if, like, she was like a crazy 2-year-old running around?
I mean,
and
she's fully prepared
stuff.
To be like, yeah, there's a camera crew in my 4x4 foot back garden.
Yeah.
Well, my mum has a cold plunge. Yeah, no. He has no clue.
No clue. Doesn't even know how they're made either. What else is interesting?
Can we talk about the breathing doctor?
No, we can't.
In my mind's eye, I want to see myself as the kind of person who's like, you know, whatever gets you through the day, man. But I'm like, that shit is insane.
What did I actually watch? Explain to me what it is that I witnessed happen.
We saw him, like, scream himself to come, right? And I thought he was going to murder him at one point with that cushion.
The stuff people pay for in America blows my tiny little mind.
This is like... I think this is about people who, like, overly invest in having a kink. I'm like, you're just making life hard for yourself. Like, you're just putting
How
so many things in your own...
invest in having a kink?
I just, something people are like, oh yeah, like, I want to try this and I want to try that. I'm like, why? Why do I have, like, 17 steps? Like, just... no, man, that's too much planning. And like this, like, if you, like, have this man have this much hours and hours of fucking learning how to breathe, no.
Was
what
it
is
this?
Releasing? Is he releasing being guilty?
No.
What is it? What is the therapy for being depressed because you're a twat?
Essentially. And how much you reckon he's paying this guy? I feel like we're in the wrong job.
Oh yeah. I think I could sit next to people and be like, breathe in.
Was it this episode where they said they had to breathe, when you breathe in, your belly goes out, and when you breathe
Yeah, that's
the opposite
true.
Of how you breathe.
No, that is how you are supposed to breathe. That's the Alexander technique. That's like a fully recognized breathing standard.
Yeah, but was it in this episode where they said that, or was it a different show?
I don't know. When you breathe in, your stomach should go out because we.
Oh, I know.
So yeah, you know, like breathing is important. I'll give you that. Like I'm never not doing it.
Yeah, but I just feel like that level of intensity and then the screaming and
it's a
then
bit self-indulgent, isn't it?
I genuinely didn't understand what I just witnessed. Like I had no, like I don't know what that was. It seemed too bizarre.
When I was at art college, there was a lot of people who did like formative art about their birth trauma, like about being born. And it very much resembled that to me.
How do you have birth trauma?
Well, it's like quite traumatic, isn't it, being born?
But you don't remember.
Oh, well. Some people do, and they end up being a fucking performance artist. Arguably, Sandoval is entirely one of those people, isn't he?
Oh, my God. Has he remembered to pay his mum back yet?
No.
Well,
but really, she should be paying him back because she forced him to be born. Now he's going to do fucking crying therapy.
Yeah, fair.
I like Lala's entire, like, she looked to him like, you fucking self-indulgent prick.
She was so confused when she walked in. She was like, what is happening?
You okay, dude?
Who else did anything of note that you can remember? I can't really remember.
James, so
Sloppy Joe, fantastic. Fantastic. That was brilliant. That was just...
That's like the best line I've ever heard. And I was so pissed off at them to see the fact that we were going to see those fucking sandwiches again. I was furious.
Well, I know, because you felt that same way about Schwartz and Sandy's, didn't you?
We've eaten these fucking sandwiches and you're just telling me bullshit. Here's a Greek sandwich. It's got borson in. That's not Greek, man. That should have feta in.
Is it borson sandwiches... cream cheese?
Yeah, and it's like that French garlicky soft cheese. I'm like, this is wrong. It's wrong. And you're telling me it several times.
Don't talk to me like I don't know where Greece is.
Oh, good Lord.
But yes, then the Sloppy Joe comment was just too funny.
It was fantastic.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
And even it hit him like a lightning bolt, didn't it? Because then he was like, it came out of his mouth and he was like, oh!
It's like when you go for a wee and like, it's like long, really long, you know. Like, or it's like, you know, like a really gushing wee sometimes catches you off guard. That's kind of the same face he pulled that I make.
I don't like that he picks out her clothes.
I was gonna ask you about this. Is it controlling or is it just the way that they do? Okay. In every other situation, yes, that is controlling. But when it comes to Ali, is it though? Because I don't know if she would let him do stuff like that.
I don't think she minds. I think she probably thinks he knows what's best for the TV programme.
Yeah.
Which is really all she's interested in, isn't it?
Yeah, she's only in this to become the next Taylor Swift.
Yeah, because, dear God, we need another one of those.
I fucking hate Taylor Swift. Yeah, I said it.
I'm here, I agree.
Ugh.
I don't even hate her, I just don't care. It's not, the music is not that interesting to care enough about.
And she's an awful dancer as well.
Oh, she's so flat.
She's like a sparrow. You know, like, you remember, you know the Sword in the Stone? When he turns into the sparrow? That's what she reminds me of. I love that film, girl. Great film.
I just felt like the sexual tension between the squirrels was a bit much for a kid's film.
It's everything Disney did in those days was a bit much for a kid's film.
Yeah, maybe.
The blatant racism, the...
Oh, yeah, okay.
All of it, yeah.
Well, let's not start pulling at that thread then.
No, let's not.
What do you think about Anne?
Anne is a crackhead.
She's on something, isn't she? I think it's pills.
Okay, now, Joe, listening to this, I didn't actually call Anne a crackhead. It's a as an expression that is used when you think someone
being
is a
jovial.
Bit, yeah, if someone's a bit crazy, someone's a bit wacky, a bit out there, you call them a crackhead. Now, I'm pretty sure that's what Katie meant in her tweet, but you keep talking about it like it was a real
I don't
bit.
Know if that is what Katie meant in her tweet, to be honest, but... Like, you could, if you're like, if everybody who Katie has said a mean thing about starts lining up, we'll never get anything done.
No, this is fair enough. This is fair enough.
I loved it when they were exercising. Like, are you enjoying this, Katie? She's like, no. Have you not had nice things before? Have you not had wine?
Where's the cheese?
God, and Ali's like bony ass. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
No, it's not for me.
Yeah, the 12-year-old boy look isn't.
She looks, why does she look skinny compared to Lala, who is like skinny?
Yeah, but Lala's got curves. She's skinny, but
I don't know
she's
if she's
not...
got curves, but I believe she has genitalia.
Yeah, but that's because she just looks like a sex doll.
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah, it's not because...
Whereas Ali looks just like a doll.
She, yeah, it's not normal, but that's his look. That's his vibe, isn't it?
Like, I mean, that's what people look like in LA, like... isn't it? So...
Mm.
Anyway, Anne.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in my rare defense of Ariana, I don't think she actually did poach Anne.
No, she genuinely was like, to Anne offered herself up.
She offered herself up, and I don't think she ever genuinely, because we've seen that she can't interview people, and she didn't actually interview her. Like,
no.
Anne just went to her place of work and saw the other person who lives there, like she does every other fucking day.
Yeah.
Like, there was no... There was no interview. Yeah. Like, and
Anne wanted to leave.
Yeah.
Because of his underwear and...
Which is fair.
Ariana's confessional when she was like, and then you didn't... Yeah, you wondered why I didn't want to sleep with you. Change your drawers. I don't.
Love the term drawer.
I like the term drawer. But it's true, though. Men are so disgusting. And women are so disgusting. When you've been in a relationship for a long period of time, like those secret things that you do, that people should know that you do, they start to see. And it's like some things you just can't, like, put back in the box.
Yes, yes. Some things with Pandora.
Yeah.
I'm going to quite proudly say that both me and Dan change our underwear daily.
I do also, not my bra, but my necklaces.
Oh, no.
And my socks.
No, don't be insane.
I don't even, I mean, I went for a phase once where I couldn't even tell you the last time I washed a bra. But yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoy Anne and her delusion of thinking that she's going to be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is what it is. But she's not
Bless
built
her.
For this show.
Oh, no, honey.
She could be on a different reality TV show.
She could be the
90
assistant.
Day Fiancé or something.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, but, or like that. Like, I feel like she's a real Love is Blind person.
Yes. Yes. 1,000%. But I think I would like to have Anne in my life. I think she would be a great person to have in like a WhatsApp group. She would like send you really random and bizarre shit that you would be like at the time really frustrated to receive, but then like low-key really excited to read. Oh, no, Anne is everything. I think, have you seen her on the internet now? Like, she's just unleashing the beast. Like, she's going in on Tom, like, with his soiled underwear and all the rest of it. Apparently, he bought her Taylor Swift tickets, though.
Oh, good for him. I mean, he does flash the cash, doesn't he?
It's
weird, though, because he seems... I'm surprised he doesn't change his pants, because he seems quite, like, OCD about tidying up.
This is what I thought. Like, out of all of the men...
Not that you can't, like, so I know some people who are OCD, like, they live in filth, don't they? But because they can't not.
Oh, I mean, right. Okay.
I'm incorrectly using the word OCD. I think he's a control freak.
I just think of all the men on that show, he's the one that I would thought would have smelt the nicest.
Yeah, he's into the grooming.
Yeah, but maybe changing underwear doesn't count as grooming. I'm curious. I might have to ask Mike if he changes his underwear every day.
I feel like a good wife would know that.
Oh my god, anyone else said that to me, I would have lost my shit. But you won't allow it. Allow it. Because I know you're not being to be fair, the amount of laundry I do for that man, I think he does change him.
Yeah, multiple times a day.
I think they all need to probably get away from Anne, though, because I think she has.
I think she has like
wake up in your bed, naked, and you have
yeah.
No idea
she
how
has
she
like
got there.
bunny boiler quality.
Yeah,
like at best. At worst, she's gonna like Jonestown it.
Jesus.
I just think it's going to be one of those things, isn't it, where like you've given her all the passwords, she like isn't, she's got everyone's location, she controls the Ring doorbell, like she could just like turn
female.
Your life off. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And
maybe
she'd be
and
she'd just like lock you in your house and she'd be like, I'm doing this for your own good, and you'd be fucked.
Yeah, maybe it was her that locked Maya in the bedroom.
Or feeding the dog satay stick.
That's how it starts, isn't it? They always go for your pets
they
first.
Do
don't
go
they?
For the pets first.
I think we've cracked the Anne case.
Beware of Anne.
That's it though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just Ariana screaming at Tom because he's trying to, even though actually at the end she has done what she said. Because again, he's beaten her too, hasn't he? He was like, I want to buy you out the house. Like, I've ended the relationship. I want to buy you out the house. And ultimately she is going out of the house.
Yeah.
Which is entirely sensible, or she should have countered and bought the house. They do all that where she wants to prove that she bought all the furniture.
Yeah, that's
I don't really see the point
does.
of any of that. I'm like, do we need to see this?
No, I don't think
Why
we
has
need
that
to
interior
see
designer been back to that house like multiple times?
Do these people get paid for every time they go around to someone's house? Like, how do they make money?
That's what I don't understand. I mean, I guess maybe she's thinking this is a good advertisement for her businesses, for her services.
Oh, right, fair enough.
But, I mean, yeah.
Sure.
Sure. I need a bespoke
leather
shade.
Wall.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, I just thought, why has she done that? Seems very strange.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, I'm sure if I did anything in that house and they were like, do you want to come round? I'd be like, yeah, sure, of course I do. Fucking scene of the crime, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, when you've got like Lala and James being like, you need to deal with your anger, I'm like, fucking sit up and take note, man.
It's scary, that, isn't it?
I love how they all hate the beach,
but they still go.
They still go, and they live in somewhere that like the point is the beach.
No, but they don't, though, do they? They live in LA. They're not near the beach. It's a good hour and a half, 2 hour drive.
Well, but why? Why? Why is 'cause
of traffic.
That? Why is it there? They've done that wrong.
yeah,
and they're like, yeah. Oh, you're gonna drive, and then like, oh, and bless that, like, James trying to like drag an easy up and he can't do it, and then Brooke's just like,
yes,
see like that, mate.
I mean, the amount of times I struggle with my gazebo in my garden, I need a Brock. I do.
Yeah, I do think it's one of those like practice things. Anyway, I think that's Vanderpump, isn't it?
Yes, I think that's it. Is there anything else to talk about?
There's the Valley.
Oh, the Valley, of course. How could
oh
I
God,
forget the Valley
with
the fascism and the racisms and the homophobians and the...
Right, so that's the crux of it, isn't it?
Fucking Kristen.
So Kristen is a messy bitch.
She's always been like that, though.
Yes.
A production have just not allowed her to get away with that. They just show clip after clip after clip after clip after clip after clip for going nuts. And the thing that I really thoroughly enjoyed was the weird ticker tape screen things of her racist incidents at the
yes,
end.
Like this is the legal thing that we're allowed to say. Or is it, this is like designed by committee, isn't it?
This is
bizarre.
Saying
nothing and everything.
It's
worse.
So,
it's worse yeah. than seeing it in real life, this.
Oh, fucking hell. Anyway.
I think it's really interesting that everybody is like that Michelle is so absolutely inherently keen to tell us that she's not racist, but she doesn't seem to be worried about denying the idea of being homophobic at all.
No. But that's what the whole point was, wasn't
yeah.
it?
like you've said the wrong word. She is homophobic. And I think, like, when they were like, she's a Republican, I was like, yeah, I believe that.
I wasn't shocked.
Not
like,
at
the
all.
Racism part, I thought was a bit bizarre because she's sitting at a table. She's a person of colour. She's sitting at a table with people of colour, and like, I thought that was bizarre. Yeah. But she gives me an air of, oh, not in my backyard. You know, like one of those ones. Like, she'll be around gay people. She'll, you know, she's not.
But I think she inherently thinks that they're like predatory. Because that's what the supporting the don't say gay law means, isn't it? Like, and that protects children. It's like, no, gay people aren't trying to rape your kids. Rapists are trying to rape your kids.
Absolutely.
You know, most rapists are straight men. Don't worry about it. It's not drag queens. That's not the problem. Calm down.
They just want your baby skin because it's soft and supple. They could skin your baby alive. They would. But I'm joking before people come for me.
So that was what I felt about the whole of that.
But I don't understand why she felt that, saying it on camera. And it was like, she goes through this whole thing where she's like, if I wanted to go, we saw a clip from before where she's like, if I wanted to be in this level of drama, I would have stayed on Vanderpump. Well, no, because you've now created this.
But also, you couldn't have stayed on Vanderpump because you got fired.
Because you're a racist piece of shit.
Yeah. I think she's all kinds of wrong, isn't she, Kirsten? Because also, like, God, that boyfriend of hers.
Oh my God. He has his mum in the basement.
There is red flags all over the fucking shop, right?
What was it? When a red flags are waving, the braiders are coming. What was it? Rachel Food has said? Brilliant. Oh, 1 month to go, by the way.
Oh, TikTok.
Yeah.
But obviously, I feel it's Jesse who we should be most scared of. Mr. Michelle. When he puts the hand up to her to say that she's going to speak at the dinner, I was like, oh, mate.
Did you see the other women? They were just like...
Like, the world. That cameraman was like, yeah, got it. I'm getting my bonus. I'm all good. The whole world went... Nope.
Excuse you. I just... Yeah.
And I know his excuse is going to be like, well, this is my place of business. Well, then don't bring these dickheads here. You stupid
Your client
twat.
Wasn't there, so it's not the same.
You should have bring those people to that place. They can't be trusted.
No, you can't bring anyone anywhere. That's on the Bravo network.
I wouldn't trust them with glass. Not a fucking £20 million house.
Yeah.
I thought it was very telling that when they did their therapy, she like fully hugged the therapist and he was like, you're right, mate.
Mm.
I was like, oh, this is going well. And I liked his like, but how long do I have to be nice to her before I can stop? How long do I have to be nice to her before it has to have an effect? It was like, you should just want to be nice to her. And he's like, but for how long? Yeah. If I'm nice to her for 2 months and she's still not putting out, do I have to keep being nice to her?
I did enjoy the therapist's response to that, though. Not enjoy, that's not the right word I was looking for, because I've always thought that was really bizarre. Like, you know, in relationships, you have arguments. You're like, you don't show me romance. You never buy me flowers. You never do anything like that. And the man's always like, you're horrible to me. We don't have sex. We don't blah, blah. Like, it's always the same arguments back and forth, right? So then one does one thing. So, like, you buy your wife a bunch of flowers and then you probably have sex like that first night. Mm-hmm. And then you don't buy a bunch of flowers again and then you don't have sex anymore. And then it's like this weird cycle. And then his response was like, you should be doing stuff because you actually want to do stuff, not from what you can get out of it. And I was like, oh, it's rather insightful.
Okay, so, well, good. You owe that man $200.
I do. I mean, it's not going to work for me because that's just not how my brain is wired. Like, I do shit because I want to do shit. But, like, it just, I was just like, this is what's wrong with couples. And he's hitting the nail on the head.
And then neither of them were buying it at all.
None of them whatsoever. No.
But I also think, like, when she's like, you've never once given me a compliment. I'm like, well, you can't expect that to start now then.
No.
Like, you can't ask people to rewire who they are inherently.
And he does strike me as someone who's not a particularly affectionate person either. Like, I reckon he's like banging to get off. Like, I don't think he's not into like the softer approach
the
or whatever.
PDA,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and I just think that's probably how he's always been.
Yeah, I think he's a piece of shit as a person.
1,000%.
I wouldn't want to be with him, but I don't think you can like ask someone to change who they are.
No, absolutely not. Not when you've been together for that long also, and they've not had sex in 3 years. I mean, he's a saint if he's not getting that ever anywhere else. I'm
he
not saying
looks
that
like he's
you...
on roids, do you not think?
He's on something, yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, I'm not saying that just because you're not having sex with your husband, he has free reign to go have sex with somebody else. I'm just saying, like, 3 years is a long time.
You're not having sex with your husband for 3 years, though. Is it really your husband? Like, that's a roommate.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we're going to get notes, aren't we? Sex isn't everything, apparently. Personally, I think it is important, but
in a happy marriage, yes, it is.
But who knows? I mean, who the fuck knows? Each to their own.
Communication is key. If you both communicate and you both actively say that you're not interested in it and it can be a by-the-by situation, fine. But when one of you is clearly saying that this is a deal-breaker for them, this is a fact of
when you're both wound up like they are, might be an idea.
She just needs to get bent over real quick. She'll calm right down.
What will calm him down?
I don't know. He just doesn't strike me as a nice person. There's something inherently bad about him.
Yeah.
In his core. I see it in his core. Like, he's black inside. There's something wrong.
Yeah, I agree. It's because he's an estate agent.
Yeah. Not all of them are bad people, but like 96% of them are.
Yeah, I think they mainly... So then we've got Danny and Nia, and with all the babies.
Oh, yeah, the Rochelle.
She does, that's what I was going to say. She looks like Rochelle, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's been, like, pumping away, and then she's going away for 24 hours, and he's like, I'm not going to cope, I haven't slept in a month. And she's like, what do you think I've been doing, twat?
Yeah, she still has the bump.
Yeah, she's given birth to twins, fresh. Like, a month ago.
Yeah.
And he's telling her that she's tired.
Yeah, and she's going to work. America's fucked up, innit?
America's stupid. And they have an 18-month-old. And they hired a night nurse.
I can't even begin to imagine what it would have been like. I brought home one baby to an 18-month-old and I thought I was going to die. Oof. Two. Lord Jesus.
I guess maybe you think, well, there's always that other one if we cock this one up.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, so... I like her. She's like, so is she the jujitsu person?
No.
No.
Maybe.
I thought that was like her skill when she was in pageants. Or is another one also in a pageant?
No, you're right. She is a jujitsu person. She's like a...
She like told like Trump's friend that she was going to like kick him in the balls.
Yeah. I like her.
Yeah.
She's cool. They're good. I like them too as a couple as well. I think they're good people. Like, I think he realizes that he's an active participant in his life and he's willing to be involved.
I think we're maybe not seeing him at his best moment, but I appreciate his catchphrase that 3 under 2 is a lot. Like, I'm not sure I would want to be filmed at that particular moment of my life.
No, absolutely not. But he's an active participant in his life, unlike the other guy who seems to think that his life hasn't changed even though he has a wife and a child.
And he thinks he's so sophisticated, isn't he? And yet twice we've seen him drinking champagne out of a wine glass.
Oh, you and your glasses. Yeah.
I would like to talk about Jax's cars.
Obsessed.
So we've seen him pull up to a steakhouse in like a Ferrari, and then we've seen him go to his bar.
Yes, that he didn't have any money in.
In like a buggy?
Yeah, golf car. A zooped up golf car. Fucking amazing. I want one. But Jax is this.
He is seen coming. He's like a salesman's dream, isn't it?
Yeah, but cars are his thing. Like,
I know, but he's just walking in and someone's going, I've got a red one. And he's like, yes. My money! I want it to match my face!
Now he looks like he smells.
Yes. Imagine he smells like he looks.
Yeah, he also shits with the door open.
Yeah. Just... Oh, no fucker in this house knows how to shut a door.
Okay. But yeah, anyway, so Jax is
opening a bar. He is interviewing people to work in a bar.
And shockingly, the girl who didn't wear a bra was the one that he...
Yeah, the one who turned up and had all the qualifications and she's, like, kitchen approved and no one's interested in her.
No.
But the girl who didn't wear a bra, she's getting in.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I think this, I watched Vanderpump Villa.
You did, right?
I did. And like,
Merciano is Jax.
My instinct is to defend people who are like, being a bartender can be a vocation. It can be a profession. And I'm like, yes, it can be. It's not for any of these people. Like, they're shit at it. Dear God. And that's like the same with Jax, isn't he? Like, I worked in a bar. It's like, no, you appear to have been shit at being in a bar forever.
Yeah.
All of those men, like all of the men around Lisa Vanderpump, like, I'm like, how do you not know how to make a drink?
I know. But I want to know how he managed to get a bar without putting any money into it.
I think people have seen that he is like a gobby enough celebrity and there are enough obnoxious men who would drink in his bar that there is just already a bar and that they own and they're just putting a sign on that says Jax. That's right, all that's happened.
Right.
Yeah.
So yes, he's... I mean, Brittany deserves... But like, is she stupid or does she deserve a medal? I don't know what it is. Why is she with him? I mean, they've broken up now.
He's cheated on her so many times. He's done all that stuff. Like, he doesn't even have... Like, I really like Jax. This is the thing. My toxic trait... Well,
look at that.
My toxic trait is that I really, really like Jax Taylor. And I probably would have ended up being one of many Jax Taylor women if I was single and he was single and we both lived in the same continent. But I don't believe that if he was doing all of the stuff that he's done to Brittany, to me, like, I would stuck around. Like, I don't understand. Like, there's no quality about him that's like, yeah, that's worth sticking around for. You know, there's nothing.
And like, look at that kid. That kid is dumb as rocks. Like, that kid got stuck under the sofa and clearly gets stuck under the sofa every day.
Oh my God, I died when that happened. It's like, I don't think that kid's ever done that. I don't even think they've got locked in anywhere. Like,
my kid got locked in his bedroom once. It was really scary. But yeah, that
yeah, but that's
so
probably
stupid.
Because like a handle fell off, like it was legit.
Yeah. To, like,
not
to, like, cut into the door. It was
Not because I remember when that happened.
Yeah, can you? It was awful.
Yeah, I remember you saying like you had to. Yeah, you showed us the door and everything in a picture. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that was a moment.
It was. Yeah. So, Jax is a nightmare, but obviously, like, fantastic. Like, we need him. I loved it when they were going to the Capri, very sophisticated Capri evening, and he was like, okay, the only Capri I know is Capri Sun.
So I was going to ask you, how do you pronounce it? Because the way they were saying it was pissing me off. It's not Capri, like, it's not Cap.
It's not Re. Yeah.
It's Capri.
Yes, one syllable.
Just one syllable, nicely Capri. Said. Yeah.
Not Capri. Just
Capri. It's like, fuck, you go to Capri every year, do you? Are you sure?
I think that being a part of your personality as well is like another red flag, isn't it?
But when you mispronounce words,
when a holiday destination is part of your personality.
Oh yeah.
Like, I think you should. I don't think you should be like so anchored to one thing. It's like people who are obsessed with Taylor Swift, isn't it? Like, that's too big of a thing for a grown up.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And it's the same with Burning Man. It's like, I'm a Burning Man person. It's like, try having a personality.
I know. I think we're different, though, in certain respects here, because we're so spoiled with how much we can do. Like, we can
go on holiday.
Yeah, like, we can travel, like, to multitude of countries very cheaply, very quickly.
Yes, but who do you know who goes to the same place every year that you don't judge as a lunatic?
No one. Everyone who does that, I judge. Mm. Yes. You know, the couple that's been coming to go into the same hotel for 30 years. Respect, yeah,
I
they're
mean,
still together.
The Disneyland people?
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah.
I thought the Capri was too much. Also, they kept saying how it was a Capri dinner, and I was like, again, how is it?
Because they had tomatoes and burrata. Right?
Well, there you go. Perfect.
And a bit of basil.
I love, like, they're like, if you are known to be Republican, you are cancelled.
But this is like us shouting about like Brexit, isn't it? Like,
yeah, no one wants to be associated with Brexit or be no. Tory.
Yeah,
or...
yeah. But there are Tories, aren't there? I guess there are probably secret Tories.
What, in our friend group?
No, not in our friend group, but like just in the world.
Yeah, oh, definitely in the world, yeah.
And like adjacent, like we will know people who have Tories in their family. And we will.
Oh, goodness me. But then also, so I'm not mad at that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there's the pregnant one.
Yeah, she's craving McDonald's, which was a bizarre craving for me.
And we saw her go to the shop to buy the nursery furniture.
Yes.
They're not prepared to have a baby.
No, they have no clue. None whatsoever.
And he's like, there's loads of time. I'm like, can you not see that it's stressing her out? Just make the fucking crib.
That was one of the things, I don't know about you, when I was pregnant, was like, if I needed something doing, it needed to be done the moment it left my lips. Like, there was no room for
negotiation. I mean, that is nothing about being pregnant with me. I don't understand why people are like, did I stutter? So he's too chill, and he doesn't know anything about children.
No,
or birth or nothing. Any of it. Like,
he's... Well, I don't think she does either. I don't think she's fully prepared for six weeks of stuff that's coming out of her after.
No, not at all.
She's going to be shocked by that.
And I guess nobody ever is, are they, really? Like, we were probably all like that.
I don't know. My friends had all told me about stuff that comes out after. I knew about it, but I still wasn't prepared for it. Like, it's gross.
It's disgusting.
And it smells.
Everything about it, the smell. Oh my God, it's so bad.
It's awful. And the thing is as well, so we don't wash the babies here in the UK.
No, America, they wash their babies. No,
it's
do
so
that.
Bizarre. Yeah, so
they love fucking washing. Just they wash their eggs, don't they? They go all soft.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. So we're like, we get this baby covered in all of that stuff, and we're like kissing it and loving on it and smelling it and being like, "You're so cute and you're so lovely." And then we open our knickers and we're like, "Oh, what is that smell? It's disgusting. It's the same stuff that's on your child that you've just been kissing." Like, when it's broken down like that, we are disgusting animals.
But that's what all mammals do, isn't it? Like, they're all, like, biting off the umbilical cord and eating the placenta and stuff.
Yeah, but they're all smarter than us, though, all of them. Some of them come out walking, so they're miles ahead of our children already.
Yeah. Decades. Yeah, it's insane.
Anyway, so they're not prepared to have a baby. However, I'm fully...
Other than that, it seems fine. They seem fine. Like, I trust that there'll be people. Yeah, like, they're fine. They're not going to say anything incredibly stupid or do anything insane.
No. Like, your head dude is a bit annoying.
It's just a very strange hairline. I like that he thinks he's a platinum gay because he was a C-section.
Is that what it was? I thought it was gold star gay. Is it
platinum? Oh, and I thought he was, like, platinum card.
Oh.
Yeah. So what is the black girl called?
Jasmine,
her girlfriend. Fuck
Faith.
Me.
No.
Oh,
Faith,
I thought it was Melissa.
No. Faith is the black girl that Kristen got fired because she was the racist towards. So I'm getting my Vanderpump Rules cast confused.
Get them in order. When they go to the
her girlfriend is insane.
She's hot.
Yeah, like stupidly insane. Yeah.
She knows how to dress, man.
Yes. Oof. Yes. Also, didn't think she was gay. I didn't think that.
Well, she sort of said it wasn't quite as defined as that.
Oh, she's just
she's a person's person. Yeah.
Yeah,
but they've been together for 3 years. So that's her person, I guess.
Well, I mean, when you look like that,
yeah,
I'd have you around just to stare at.
Sure. I think and that's them, isn't it? What else happens?
Nothing really. So we covered the homophobia, the racism, the fascism.
But what do you think about Luke being so upset and like defending Kirsten's honor to the point of like fully missing what the point is?
I think he was trying to do something cute and it didn't land.
Yeah, because he's with a lunatic.
And he's like, I'm either going to make myself look like an idiot now or I'm going to have to deal with this forever
home. It's the path of least resistance for him.
Absolutely. 1,000%. And also, I just think crazy attracts crazy.
Do you think he's faking it?
I don't think he's normal.
But do you think he's faking it, like, so he doesn't get her pregnant?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That's very valid. Yeah.
I thought it was, and I know I shouldn't, but I did think it was sad when we just saw them sitting on the floor in their empty flat.
It was the dog hair in the other one that got me. I was like, oh, so much dog hair.
We saw her ex and he does. Yeah, I you know, thanks. She has got terrible taste in men.
She's got terrible
taste in everything.
Tom Sandoval, James, then this other dude, Carter, that treated her like shit, just played Xbox all day while she paid for everything. And then this Alex guy who clearly sells cocaine, and then this Luke dude. That's just the one.
I don't really get what
about.
The hook is for Luke.
For her?
For Luke, if he wants to be in Colorado and be like a outdoorsy type, like, why is he doing this?
Because sex with a crazy chick is the best sex you'll ever have.
But he's scared. He's in over his head.
I think that's how she likes it.
Mothering.
Yeah. I think that's it. Vanderpump.
What did you think of Vanderpump Villa?
No, sorry, the Valley. I am obsessed. I think the production value looks quite cheap. I'm not going to lie. Like, it doesn't, it's not giving me the same, like, vibes as the
There's
Bravo
not enough
shows.
Cameramen.
Yeah. But I want to know how Lisa finds these people and puts them together. Like, because she has hit gold every time.
They're unbelievable. I feel so bad for those two French people.
The chefs
who are like, we're just here being so good beautiful. At our jobs. They're so gorgeous.
Both of them are insanely beautiful. It's nuts. French what? Accents, good.
Yeah, I was going to say, what percentage of it is being French?
I'm not genuinely turned on by a French person. Like, I'm not, because I hear the French accent, I'm not automatically.
Oh, I love a Parisian accent.
Oh, no, see, I'm not automatically drawn to it. But them, I think it's just pure, they're the full package. They are the full package. And the croissant thing, when she left the croissant in the oven and the guy was like, yo, dumbass.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that. I've only seen the first episode.
Oh, well, I've seen all three. And that Marciano dude is...
What is his name? I keep calling him Marcelino in my head, but that's not his name.
Well, that's something Mercio? That comes up in the latest episodes as well. They're all
does no one know his name?
No. They're all confessionals calling him something different. Marciano. Fuck, I don't know. Him, anyway. He's Jax.
Yeah, he is a riot.
Yeah, he's...
His hair looks like it's been done with a Sharpie.
John Fuda.
It is. It's so... Oh, dear. It's bad. And he's banging that Hannah girl.
Who is Joanna Krupa from early seasons Miami, but you never watched Miami, so you didn't know. You don't know.
Why can she not get out from under him? What is wrong with her? Fucking glutton for punishment.
She's got low self-esteem, that's what
she has. Daddy did not love her.
Well, that was me.
Not our fault.
No.
Then you've got the divorcee boss, Eric.
Oh, God, he's weird too.
He's like chiseled though.
Yeah, but he's bizarre. Lisa Vanderpump tells him about himself. You wait.
Oh, yeah, she looks like, but she probably is just waiting to give him a dressing down.
Well, she did.
Good.
And it was fantastic.
But this idea that they just don't understand that they can't get drunk at work.
It's a concept that's like, what?
So I guess it does kind of depend what industry you're in. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of so, but there's a difference between like
having a quick drink
or like having a drink after the show or a drink before the show on opening night and like just doing fucking shots all afternoon.
Straight from the bottle.
I just think the profit margin.
Yeah. That's
so you're drinking the product. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she's looking at more than anything, I think.
And,
I
like, they just don't know shit. Like, they can't... There's no, like, salesmanness, is there? There's no... Like, he's walking around with a sheet of paper. I'm like, where's the chat?
Yeah. I'm here for... I just think it's the perfect blend of, like, chaos and confusion.
Oh,
and I think
they're
it's
just absolutely shit.
They're all got their individual stories that's going to make their drama amazing. And I think Lisa's playing this one really well, where she's dragging them all individually into, like, her office and having conversations with them, like, on
stirring
walks
the pot
and stuff. And, no, just trying to draw out their internal, like, monologue.
Okay.
So then when shit hits the fan, us fans are like, oh, she reacted because of...
Yeah,
her dad
yeah.
didn't love her, or she reacted this way because her ex-boyfriend cheating on her, or, you know, like, I feel like she's setting us up for, like, the perfect storm of drama.
Yeah, I think the pre-work is really all been done in, like, they're in, like, fucking dormitories and all of that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a set, like, opportunity to, like, have a fucking fumble, isn't it, everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And then obviously the place looks great and the chefs are great, so the food looks great.
I want to stay there.
I tried to find out how much it... I did find out how much it costs, but I couldn't find out where you book it.
Oh, how much is it?
Well, I could only see it for, like, the whole thing. So the whole place for a week was 80,000. But I don't know how many bedrooms that is.
Yeah, if there's, like, a good, like, 10, 12 of you.
Yeah, for a week.
For a week, that's not too
bad. I mean, it's
bad,
a lot.
Actually.
It's still a lot. And
yeah, but if you go for, like,
an all-inclusive
holiday...
Yeah, but it's the south of France. You could buy a fucking chateau for double that.
Yeah,
can't you?
It's not bad bump, though, is it?
It's got no plumbing. It's just chickens and shit.
Yeah. Oh, her nephew's joining Made in Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, someone pump. Pumpers or pump. I don't know.
Some pump.
Because I thought Vanderpump was a made-up name, but
yeah, no, I said it.
Apparently his name is Vanderpump, his nephew.
There you go.
But yeah, I really liked it. I can't wait to see all the drama unfold.
I
it's
like
not going to be
how
a long
the...
season, is it?
No.
It's only 5 weeks.
I think it's 10 episodes, but I like how stupid they are. Like, and she's like, and this is the secret proposal, so why are they here now? All of them except Eric go, secret proposal. It's like, no. She's just said, don't say the word secret proposal. Why is it secret proposal? Dear Lord. Like, why did you even tell them?
Yeah, wouldn't you have just...
I mean, obviously, it's hilarious, because, like, but...
You would have surprised them on the day, wouldn't you? Or, like, an hour
before?
They're
so stupid.
They're all dumb. But, yeah, no, you need to watch the next two episodes, Eric and Lisa.
But they're just... Those bartenders are just fucking shouting at each other.
Yeah.
Like, fully in earshot of the guests on, like, day one.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And one of them just, like, goes off and has, like, a full meal break. I'm like, it's, like, 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, this is not the time you go on your break. No. Yeah. I know.
Like, you started work an hour ago. Calm down. Like, you're not... What, are you diabetic?
Started work an hour ago. Yeah, fair.
Yeah, so I think they're all terrible. What a fucking win for them. But I like the way that they loads of them know they're terrible, so they're like, let's just get shit-faced and have as much of, like, a summer holiday in France as we can.
This
because
is what it is, yeah.
We're clearly getting fired. Why work?
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of them was already fired by Lisa Vanderpump, wasn't
yeah.
they? Like, why would
the
you...
The one with the earrings?
Yeah, why would you have him back?
Yeah. He had, like, a HR issue, didn't he? Like, he just couldn't stop running his mouth.
Yeah, well...
What's that like?
I mean, I've no idea. Never happened to me before.
No.
I always know when to stop.
I've never really been sacked, though.
I don't even find out.
I've done some quitting that was only going to go one way, realistically.
Right, okay. Strategic.
Yeah. Beat them to it.
Yeah. I love it. All right, that's it.
That's it. It's Lisa Vanderpump only in our world.
Yeah, because once Potomac finishes, there's no way...
Oh, my God!
We're going to have, like, a week where we have no shows other than Vanderpump shows.
I saw the best thing about, what is it, Buying Beverly Hills. It was a picture of the Umansky sisters. And someone had put, this is just Kyle in different fonts.
thought that was perfect.
That is exactly what it is.
It is exactly what it is.
That is, oh my god. Oh, I love that. That's genius. They deserve an Oscar or an Emmy or something like that. But yeah, all right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Cool. We'll speak to you all soon. Unless yes. you've been eaten by whatever vermin lives in your house.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm going to have to deal with that at some point, aren't I?
Not now. It'll be fine.
No. I'm just going to lock the door. All right.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.